live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there totally free. So head on over there, freetalklive.com, and enjoy that on us. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join Sam, get some of his videos that he's been working on over at obscuredtruth.com. Some great liberty-oriented video products there, obscuredtruth.com. Again, our number 800-259-9231. The food safety bill passed today. If we get a chance, we'll give you a little bit more information on that. That's not good news. Just a hint. Whenever the government says they're going to keep you safe, question exactly what it is that they are telling you.
You're in big trouble.
Yeah, it's probably not exactly what they're suggesting. So 800-259-9231. We've been talking about WikiLeaks and the 250,000 so-called cables that have been released. Previously unknown information, previously secret, top secret information. And we were discussing the way that the news media covers some things over others. And Sam, you were suggesting that there's some people out there, and it sounds like you agree with them, that suggest that the WikiLeaks was leaked this information. Not that the WikiLeaks is working for the government, but WikiLeaks was leaked this information on purpose by some entity within the government for the purpose of creating a distraction in the news media.
Correct.
Which, for me, that goes too far down the road of speculation. There's no way to, yes, somebody within the government got their hands on this information and released it to WikiLeaks. How they could know what the news media would do in response to it is, that's purely speculative.
You know, it's possible that there are like hundreds of Bradley Mannings out there who leaked all of these reports and cables independently.
Or maybe there are five Bradley Mannings.
But how are people getting access to this? If there are five, then these people are really high up and can do these things without anyone asking questions. Which leads me to believe that, yeah, there is some sort of surreptitious purpose behind it. And if you look at what it is, a lot of it is personal stuff that's really kind of almost designed to sort of create animosity between some of the different countries from some of what the cables have revealed.
And that's Assange said. He said that this is going to shock the diplomatic community, and it's going to anger a lot of the people that thought that they were buddies with these diplomats, when in point of fact they're calling them names behind their back or whatever. I haven't read any of them myself. But
right, and spying on them and so forth. Right, so with all of these things going on, I mean, you have the bond market hit a tipping point in the last 2 weeks where the money flowing out of the bond market and the ETFs related to bonds, which are just basically a way you can buy stock, that the money that you put into that stock is invested into bonds without the long-term holding requirements and so forth, that has turned negative. And what that represents is huge. That is the confidence in the good credit and faith of the United States government. And, that's their fallback position as well. The bonds are backed by the good faith and credit of the United States government. We have never defaulted on a bond. And you know what? They probably never will. They'll just print whatever they need. But it shows that the masses are waking up, because in troubled times, when you hit economic uncertainty, bonds are what the financial advisors all tell you to run to, and that's what people do with their money.
It just the thing that I disagree with you on here is not that the media will cover some things over others. Not that the media will. I fully agree that the media in the mainstream media at least is indeed controlled by a small group of people. Right. I mean,
right. I mean,
Fox. They own Wall Street Journal. They own all the Fox products and a whole bunch of other stuff, magazines and things like that. The media's stranglehold on information has been broken, thank goodness, thanks to the internet. So that's good news. And on the other hand of that statement about the mainstream media, there are still aberrations within the mainstream media. You've got people like John Stossel or Andrew Napolitano, mm-hmm. who are getting a mostly liberty-oriented message out through the mainstream media. So clearly there's not a total information lockdown or stranglehold.
But I think the reason, though, that those guys are there is because they know that if they just keep going, status quo, let's just keep feeding them this garbage and not address any of the real issues, that they would lose all credibility even faster than they are now. So they're on sort of, they're being pulled in both directions. In one way, the government wants them to present the rosy picture and you know, cover up the things that they don't want them to talk about, and here, focus on Britney Spears. But on the other hand, they know that they're getting their butt kicked by the independent media, that they're losing the audience, that they're losing credibility, and they have to do something to sort of get out in front of that, just like the Republican Party did with the Tea Party. The Tea Party was a real movement until the Republican Party got behind it, started sending Sarah Palin to rallies and so forth, in order to draw that sort of discourse back in and funnel it back into the two-party system.
So I disagree. I think that the vast majority of Americans want to see Rachel Maddow, Keith Olbermann, Rush Limbaugh, and Glenn Beck fight it out in the left-right paradigm gladiator pit. I don't think that the vast majority of Americans care about John Stossel and Judge Napolitano, so therefore they're not putting them out there to gain credibility. They're putting them out there to garner a small segment of the viewing population, and I've watched the both of these shows, so they're being successful in getting me, and the fact is the Tea Party was ripe for Republican plucking. I mean, it was perfect. What lie have the Republicans told since, that we all believed at one point, which was that they were for smaller government? And the Tea Party's for smaller government and lower taxes. I mean, obviously, the Republicans were out of power, and a movement comes along for smaller government, lower taxes. The Republicans
run in front of the parade.
Yeah. I mean, that's a no-brainer for them. And that's not, right. Surreptitious. It's not crazy. It's just obvious.
Well, with the mainstream media, and I agree with most of what you said there, Mark. The John Stossel has been sidelined. Actually, he's now on the Fox Business Network, which is a lower distributed product than the main Fox News.
He seems a lot happier, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, he's got more control over his product now, which is great. It's good for him. But he was the man behind one of the anchors, one of the two anchors on 2020, which is a much more visible position for his products. Also, Napolitano, I think he's on business. Is he on Fox Business?
He is.
He just got a 5-day-a-week show, though, as I understand it. I believe they're on every single day during the week now, as I understand.
I think he might be 7 days a week. I don't know if it's him every day, though.
That would be news to me. I know I'd heard from his producer that they're going weekdays.
It's a crazy show.
So,
7 days a week at all.
So, again, Fox Business is shaping up to be a more liberty-oriented channel as a result of that. But I think for the most part, Mark, you're right. I mean, the Rush Limbaugh's the mainstream of the mainstream media, the more mainstream personalities. Nothing's really particularly changed there.
I disagree with that. I think Beck has really woken up to what's happening to the red-blue paradigm. He's pointing that out in his discussions. He's pointing out a lot of things that are considered conspiracy theory.
Yes. He's pointing it out.
Well, that's true. I don't really consider radio to be in the same category as TV news.
Okay.
Even though radio, actually, people like Beck actually have more listeners on the radio than most TV news shows have across their entire country. So, but my point that I wanted to make here was that clearly, if somebody like who's the guy that owns Fox? Rupert Murdoch. If somebody like a Rupert Murdoch, who's been known to pal around with politicians on both sides of the aisle, wants to have editorial control over content, he's going to hire editors that agree with his worldview.
Absolutely.
And that's going to result in a certain tinge to the news, a certain particular viewpoint that is promulgated, and the same thing applies to all the other mainstream media. There's only so much they can do to micromanage. You know, the Fox head can't know what's going on at Fox 13 in Tampa, for instance. So, you know, at lower levels, there's more that can happen that might confuse somebody who believes in this all overarching media conspiracy. I think that there's something to the idea that the main people in control of these media organizations have influence,
but they can't
influence every level of their organization.
I agree. I think it comes down to talking points. These are where we stand on the issues. This is how you present the story. And then you also have the relationship aspect to consider, and I know we've covered that a number of times, how the mainstream media wants to keep its access to its best source, the government. And if you tick them off, they'll cut you off.
But I think what WikiLeaks has done is a good thing overall, and I don't think it was plotted by the government. They are reacting very negatively towards it. More coming up. Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. They're free. We've got the bulletin board system. You can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners on our forum at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who must know what it takes to win. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. The course works in every state of the United States. It works for all around the world, the United States, Canada, England, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, India, Puerto Rico. People that have lawyers can use it just to keep an eye on their attorneys and know what they should be doing. Jurisdictionary.com. I've got the course. I think it's great, and I liked it enough that I went and bought it myself. Jurisdictionary.com.
Let's continue here with your thoughts, your calls. You bring up what you want. Pat is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark. Hello, Pat is gone. Instead, we'll continue discussing the media and wherever it was that we were just a moment ago.
Whatever we were talking about.
Talking about the mainstream media and how they respond to different stories. So you're not impugning WikiLeaks, right, Sam? You're not saying that WikiLeaks is part of a plot.
I don't think so. I think they're really, they think, and they may have it. I'm not saying that I'm absolutely right about this, that, yes, secret, you know, whatever in the government leaked this intentionally. I think WikiLeaks believes that it has real information, believes that it came from a reliable source who's doing it because he wants to get the word out and so forth, and that they're useful idiots. I think that's a very distinct possibility.
Well, I think they're, you know, pretty smart at what they're doing. I don't know if they're stupid.
I agree. I like that they've stopped accepting new leaks. That disturbs
me. They've stopped accepting new leaks.
Yeah. They don't have enough reporters to process through it. So the next thing they said that's coming is a banking disclosure that shows the fraud in the banking industry. But that's all that they have capacity for at this point.
Well, I'm sure they'll get back on track here in the future.
Maybe, a lot of people like what they're doing. That's for sure.
But yeah, they're doing great work, and I think that regardless of what the motivation is, I mean, that's what you're speculating on here, is the motivation of the government person or people who released this information to WikiLeaks. Regardless of their motivation, I don't think that WikiLeaks has done the wrong thing here. I think
I agree. I just think that what this is really a red herring to pull people off what's really going on. I think it also serves as a way to strain diplomatic relations, and I think what we have brewing here is a major shift in both the traditional powers that be residing in the hands of a few, and that's shifting back towards the people. So the powers that be want to hold on to that power, and they are going to
it'll be desperate. They'll
throw the cards on the table, right, and pull all the stops out. And when these despotic regimes are failing, what they typically go to is they take the people to war, because that sort of coalesces we got to fight the terrorists.
That's true.
Whatever.
And George Bush had his largest spikes of popularity when there were war things going on and reactions to purported attacks and things like that.
And this seems to fit in very nicely with the idea that if there is some kind of conflict that spirals out of control, this would tend to feed the fire to get more countries involved and make the conflict bigger than it is. And the bigger it is, the greater the threat, the greater the fear paradigm that they can feed to the American people and use it to control them.
What do you think they're going to do? Is it going to be the North Korea-South Korea situation or something else?
So now we're going to get into the weird stuff. So there's this prophet guy on YouTube who there's a video of him in a church in South Korea 6 months ago talking about an aircraft carrier being attacked by missiles and the tower falling into the water, and also the South Korean power grid being hit by missiles that are fired from military trucks, the ICBMs.
That's not what happened, though, right?
It hasn't happened. Right. No, okay. He's saying that this is coming, that this is...
I see.
He's prophesying.
And he said that before the attack happened?
Well, he said this 6 months ago.
Okay.
It hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Okay, but the USS George Washington, what a great ship to go down in World War III, is sitting right there where North Korea just fired the missiles into.
They sent it in afterwards?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
Now, if you go to his channel and go back, there's a video of him in Haiti 2 months before the earthquakes hit there, warning the people in the church there that there's a major earthquake coming. If you go back to his videos before that,
how many predictions did he make that are false?
I mean,
that's
I don't know.
That's the thing with these people that claim that they know what's going to come next, is they always point to the ones where it kind of...
Well, I think with the internet, you can change data. updates on things. And I mean, I need to see a series of things.
I went into the YouTube video and it shows the video posted 10 months ago.
So, right, but the thing is, you know, with the people that make predictions, okay, they say one thing and they point to that as the hallmark of success, but they've had 100 misses, you know, for every one
Okay,
hit.
But this guy's going into churches with thousands of people who are there, and he's being flown all over the world to these different places. He did the same thing in Chile.
So the guy that
know about him in
before
the earthquake's
they don't know about
there.
Him in the United States.
So let's say that he's right. Let's say his predictions are correct. So what?
So what?
So there's war coming, is what you're saying. You're
yes.
saying this. Okay, well, I think that's inevitable that, you know, there's going to be more conflict. You're saying this is going to spread out. So do you think they're going to bring back the draft? Because how many soldiers do they actually have that they can focus away from Afghanistan and Iraq right now? I mean, there's quite a few, you know, over 100,000.
It's pretty busy these days.
Yeah, there's over 100,000. Aren't there not over 100,000 troops?
I think what they're going to do is bring in foreign troops for the United States, and it's just like the way that they have shifted the National Guard units and made it so that the Texas National Guard troops can be sent to Ohio, and, you know, they can all be shifted around so they're not on their home turf. They're less likely to see the people that they're forcing their will on as human beings and more as subjects. And so there have been these national training exercises where Polish troops have come in and participated and all of these other government troops, and they have these sister organizations where they pair up and so
Well, I know
forth.
There are NATO troops.
This is the same thing that's been trotted out since we've been doing Free Talk Live, and quite honestly, a decade before that. I mean,
right.
I remember in 1994, a friend of mine who liked conspiracy theories talking about, they're training in Ohio, they got Chinese troops on the ground in Ohio. They got people can't come to their houses. And, you know, I just feel like, you know, there's only so many conspiracies you can have, and you got to recycle these things. And I don't know, there's some truth.
I mean,
Mark.
Think about this, Mark.
There's
I mean, during the Hurricane Katrina debacle, they had people from California. They had California Highway Patrol officers in Louisiana busting into people's homes and taking guns from them.
Yeah.
So, there's something to be said for that. The idea that you bring people in who aren't from around
Indeed.
There, and they're more likely to follow orders that they otherwise wouldn't if they were doing it to their family members.
And what has Obama done? What has FEMA done? If you watch Jesse Ventura's thing, he went to one of these so-called FEMA camps where they called it a residential center. It's two layers of barbed wire fence. There's a little playground. There was a little kid swinging out on the swing. The front door's locked. They won't answer any questions about who it is or who's in there or who's meant to be there. It's 1,500 acres, this one facility. There's railroad tracks leading up to it, on and on. He went and confronted the senator who said, oh, no, there's no FEMA camps. He's like, well, what about the bill you passed? Oh, those. Well, I'm sure the kids that are there are really happy.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Government's looking out for your food safety, or at least that's what they want you to think. We'll explain what the new food safety bill is all about and take your calls, too, coming up.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next-day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters.
filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. Oh, by the way, those features include news updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for free.
How soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough. An Island Called Liberty is a picture book for children, and I read it to my son Jack all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. Its simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it one of any child's favorites. Go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples there, order today. There's a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with the coupon code FTL, An Island Called Liberty, at freemarketunderdog.com.
All right, let's continue with your phone calls, your thoughts. Rip is listening to WVTS in West Virginia. Hello, Rip. Rip, in West Virginia, Charleston area. Going once. Rip, going twice. Hello.
I hear him.
We can hear you now.
All right. Yes, I was wondering if any of you ever read the Huffington Post article, The Suffering of Fallujah?
I don't know.
I think I did read this one. This is about the babies that are all contorted and stuff.
Yeah, about how we, you know, we use nuclear warfare on, like, when we bombed that city.
You
like
mean the U.S. Case. Government, because I didn't bomb it, did you?
Depleted uranium.
Oh, no, yeah.
Right, so you're talking about the DU effects and how they're affecting generations down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've heard about the DU stories on this program. They're just absolutely horrible, and of course we don't really even know what the long-term effects are going to be at this point.
They're not good. Oh, no, we do. It causes bone degeneration, kidney, liver problems.
Oh, really? I wouldn't think that a decade would be long enough.
But. Oh, the head of the DU program, the Dr. DU is his name, the guy that's the expert on this for the military, who actually wrote the standards for handling and so forth and maximum exposure and so forth. Him and his team, from being out on the test ranges and doing the studies and so forth, they're all dying. Mm-hmm. Their eyesight is degenerating because the DU particles are so fine. They go right through the gas mask filters. They get into your body. They get into your eyes, and they just start destroying your organ function and so forth. This is very, very bad stuff. This is very toxic, and I think a lot of the troops that have been over in Iraq and Afghanistan and so forth and have been exposed to this stuff are going to be very upset when they realize that the government has basically poisoned them and is now throwing them away. And they had mentioned that Obama has come out and said that he's freezing the pay of federal workers for the next 2 years. What's not in the news is that he's also cutting health benefits to the veterans.
That's not a surprise. Rip, was that what you were referencing?
Yes. I had never heard of this until last week. I mean, I figured something like this would have been covered on any news program.
It has been in Al Jazeera covers it, and it's just the American press that's controlled and manipulated by the U.S. government, so these stories don't get out.
Well, if the American press critiques the American government too much, then they won't get their press releases anymore, and then they'll actually have to do journalism.
Also, you can imagine how many Americans that fly their flags and put their hands over their hearts and their tears well up at baseball games when they do this stuff. You can imagine how much they would really dislike hearing things like, oh my God, our fine young men who have been serving this country and keeping us free are involved in, making mutilated babies.
Yeah. So the mainstream media really, it's not in their best interest, at least from their perspective, to really come down too hard on the U.S. government. That's why with this WikiLeaks coverage, what you're seeing isn't really the coverage of what might be the most damning of the cables. What you're seeing is talk about how they're terrorists. Those WikiLeaks are terrorists, and we need to stop anybody that says naughty things about the government. I mean, they're covering the government's response to the cables more than they are covering the cables. So we don't really even know what's in the 250,000 cables, because I don't know about you, but I don't have time to read that stuff. And certainly the mainstream media isn't going to take the time to read it. It's a lot easier for them to just go to some government goon and have them respond to it and then print the response from the government. That's basically how they're looking at this. So the mainstream media essentially is nothing more than a lapdog for the U.S. federal government, and it's been that way for a long time. So I'm sorry you just now found out about DU, but it's some pretty
scary
stuff.
It's shocking. The first time I saw it, I was in disbelief.
Anything else you want to share tonight, Rip?
Yes, the whole North and South Korea thing. I have a few friends that they have this theory that they think it's just a cover. They'll probably just keep shelling some small islands in South Korea. Then, we have 25,000 troops stationed in South Korea. So we'll send more forces out there, and so when everyone moves up, they'll just drop a nuke there and just kill as many Americans as they can, and then we'll have basically no Marine Corps.
Okay, so run it by me one more time.
Never mind.
They're going to get all the Marines to go on one island and then nuke it?
No, it's as if we had to get involved. Say, if North and South Korea started fighting...
We don't have to get... The United States government does not have to get involved. They would like you to believe that they have to.
Well, they already have troops there, so they are already technically involved.
They could put them on anything that smokes and ship them out if they wanted to.
They could. They should.
And that just doesn't fit with the pattern. I think what... if you look back to Pearl Harbor, the U.S. government was engaging in financial terrorism, doing all these blockades and so forth against Japan to incite them to attack. You go back and look at the Gulf of Tonkin incident, the Americans, the government attacked its own ships in order to justify invasion. So I think what they're likely to do is try and set themselves up as the victim to get the American people behind the war.
Like they did with Pearl Harbor?
Yeah. Exactly the same thing.
Thanks, Rip, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Helen is listening in Ithaca, New York to WNYY. Hello, Helen.
Hi, good evening. I'm just talking about the WikiLeaks also. I'm so pleased that this has happened, and I think that Australian guy is a hero, a very brave person to have taken this task upon himself. His name's Julian. I forget.
Julian Assange. I don't think he's Australian.
I thought he was Swedish.
No, I don't know.
No, he's Australian, but the thing was leaked first in England. But and then they sent British papers sent it to the New York Times, I believe. But
that's why war. Oh. That's why war is good for Americans, because it teaches us geography.
Right. But all right. Side comment. This will provide so much material for months and months for stand-up comics and political cartoonists, like all these little snipes at the various heads of state, like mm-hmm. Sarkozy and Berlusconi. All right. But what I really wanted to share with you is, like, I just heard this the past couple hours, that he's gotten under the skins of enough people that now there's an Interpol warrant out for his arrest for some type of sex crime.
That's actually been going on. Yeah. It was one of the things that they trumped up immediately. It was one of the earlier WikiLeaks
releases. Yeah, it's been a couple of months. Sweden
several months.
First
oh, really?
Did it and then retracted it within a day and a half or day or something like that, within 24 hours or so.
Which I don't believe it at all. I think that they're making it up, essentially. I mean,
if they had evidence, why wouldn't they have gone after him the first time?
Yeah.
What is the sex crime? Was it...
It's alleged rape, but yeah, they had dropped the charges because there just wasn't anything there. Now they're trying to trump it up again. And right after he released the Iraq war logs, and he was sitting in with CNN for an interview, and you know, he had just released that the American military knew that they killed 109,000 people, and that they have been counting it, and that they do have a count. While all this time they've been telling the American people and the world that we don't know what the casualties are, we don't keep those numbers. And what did CNN want to talk about? The allegations of rape, and that's all that they would talk about. So he walked out of the interview.
And by the way, you are correct, Helen. He is indeed from Australia. He's an Australian journalist, though he's now living somewhere in Europe. I don't think it's public.
The thing that that Julian has going for him, in his first dump, he added this 2 terabyte file or something that's called insurance.aes.256. It's an encrypted file, likely with all kinds of stuff in there, and if something happens to him, that key's going to be made public.
We'll crack that open and then reveal some of the worst
everything.
Of the worst.
Yep.
Hey, thanks, Helen, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Time for your thoughts still here in moments at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all WindBlue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free, even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And don't forget, Sam is here from ObscureToTruth.com. That's his website. You can go see some of his video work there. ObscureToTruth.com. Our number, 800-259-9231. Coming up tonight, your chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac. Mark, what's that?
Totesac's a one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home or from, you know, the grocery store into the vehicle, whatever. It's a retail grocery bag carrier that carries more than you can, a lot more. I actually had some groceries come in from the car this weekend, and I decided, you know, I'll just take these three bags of myself. And I was feeling the way they were hurting my hand. I could imagine how many, you know, when you take six or eight of them, which I normally do with my Totesac, you wouldn't be able to carry them. The Totesac makes it so you can carry them so much more easily. Totesac.us, that's TOTASAK.us. There's no C. TOTASAK.us.
It sure does. It's a great product. As we continue here, taking your phone calls, we've got, I believe, Steve on the line on the amp lines. Hello, Steve.
Hi there, guys. I have a dilemma that I'm experiencing about patents, and I wanted to run it by you to get maybe your advice from a liberty perspective,
sure.
If that's all right.
Go for it.
Great.
Great. The issue is this. I've got a technology idea that I'm looking to get some venture capital funding or perhaps sell it, the idea in general. But in just preliminary investigating, I'm finding that very few of these companies want to touch it unless I patent the idea.
Figures.
And I do have some moral opposition to the idea of patenting, being liberty-minded as I am.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from there. It's one of those situations where the corporate world has set up a certain structure, and if you want to play ball within it, you've got to jump through the hoops.
How complex is your product or idea here?
It's not very complex.
So why is it you need to partner up with somebody? Is there a way that you can fund it on your own or that you can create your own venture capital funding? Because if you're going to go through
I'll just cut you off there and say no. It would not be possible for me to do this without. It's not so much the funding as it is I need one of a few different large companies to potentially partner up with and pitch this idea to. And I'm confident that they won't be interested unless I hold the patent on it.
Yeah, and in order to get the patent, you're going to spend probably about $20,000 in order to do that. And it's a pretty long, drawn-out process. I've been through it and have patents in my name from my previous employer.
Gotcha.
You know, if that's all you can do, that's all you can do. I mean, there's some things that are just sealed up so tight that they're not going to deal with you otherwise.
Right. We live in the real world, and we might believe in we do believe in the ideas of liberty, and you operate by them the best way you possibly can. But if you need to bring better ideas to the marketplace so that people's lives are made more full and better,
and the only way to do that's through the bureaucracy. That's what you got to do.
That's what you do.
I mean, it sucks.
It's frustrating to have to be faced with that as your only option.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's awful, and I wish there was something else we could point to. I mean, maybe there are. Maybe some inventor types out there will have some ideas they can share with you. Maybe we just don't know because we're talk show hosts. But, you know, it sounds like you've done the footwork here and that you've looked into the options, and there aren't anything else, or there isn't anything else.
Not as far as I've found, but I'll keep listening, and hopefully if somebody calls in with an idea, I'll be able to benefit from that.
Well, hopefully, at the very least, the venture capital folks will help you with the whole patenting process or something like that to make it a little less bureaucratically burdensome, because that sounds just absolutely awful, having to go through that.
Yeah, well, I think they want, from what I've gathered, they want me to be holding the patent before they'll even consider it.
Wow.
Well, so the problem that you run into with talking to other companies about it, a lot of people will come up with an idea and they'll want to go and talk with, you know, ABC Toys and have them sign an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement, and a non-compete agreement, and all of this other stuff. And the risk that the manufacturers are opening themselves up to is, well, they may be working with somebody else on a very similar idea, and because they're signing your paperwork on something that doesn't even exist, you can come back and file a claim against them later for violating your agreement. So that's why they're saying we have to have a patent in order to talk to you, because then, you know, you've done the groundwork already.
It's frustrating.
Yeah, it makes sense in a twisted way.
Mm-hmm. That's very, it's very frustrating.
I mean, they're trying to protect themselves, but it all comes out of this flawed IP sort of paradigm that the government has forced on us.
That's one of the things I like about my, you know, this line of work, is I don't have to ask permission by anybody's rule sets to do Free Talk Live. I mean, there's no governmental authority that is claiming to tell me whether or not I can put a radio show on the internet or on a radio station.
They tell you whether or not you can say, you know, about four different words or certain types of things that you talk about.
Well, they
tell
the radio stations that, and I respect that out of respect for them.
And respect for our business.
There's nobody who is you know, regulating directly internet syndicated radio content, thank goodness. It would drive me crazy if there were. And I thank you, and I wish you good luck with your process there. And thanks for the call tonight.
Yep.
800-259-9231. Okay, so here's the other news of the day. The FDA now has, or will shortly, have vast new powers, so-called, to criminalize and imprison farmers and food producers while doing absolutely nothing to address the real root of food contamination, which is what the claim is with this Food Safety Modernization Act, which was passed 73-25 by the U.S. Senate, I believe, earlier today. Now, presumably, this still has to go through the House and be signed, but with numbers like this, odds are good it's going to sail right through.
Yeah,
and
this is the lame duck session. This is when all the ugliest legislation gets through, and there's nothing you can do about it. I don't understand how and why Americans put up with this crap.
Because the government's big and scary.
The politicians that have been voted out are now able to go and shove stuff through, you know, clean their little desks off and get stuff that they were too scared to put across before the election. Now they want to go do it.
They put up with
the only
same
thing they should be allowed to do is go there under armed guard and get their pens and pencils out of their desks.
They put up with it for the same reason you do, Mark. They're scared.
Yeah, well, I understood, but that this is not the way it should work.
And what this bill is really about is shutting down the family farms, consolidating food production among the few key corporate players where the government can control things. And you know, there's a documentary that I watched on Hulu called Fuel. It's very good. It talks about...
I've heard about that. I started watching it, but I didn't come back to it.
It's 2 hours long.
Yeah, I haven't gotten
it. It's very long, but it goes into how the U.S. government has subsidized food production in the United States through all of its programs and so forth, mm-hmm. which artificially lower the price of food and make it the number one export. You know, we're the breadbasket of the world, yep. so to speak, which means that all of the other companies out there or all the other farmers in other countries around the world who are not getting subsidized go out of the food production business and they just rely on imports coming in from the U.S. And what that means is that at any time through sanctions and, yeah. and so forth,
the U.S.
government can shut off the food and starve the population of another country and risk the people revolting against that government. And that way they control the politicians. That's what's going
on. It's insidious.
I'm looking here at this piece from the Washington Post on this, and of course it's an entire puff piece on what this bill is. Manufacturers and farmers for the first time would have to come up with ways to prevent their food from becoming contaminated under a measure approved by the Senate on Tuesday, the biggest overhaul of the nation's food safety laws in seven decades. Woo! Yay! Go government! Thank goodness! Finally! Finally, we'll never be poisoned again!
Now, I believe that this is supposed to exempt small farmers under the $300,000 gross range.
Yeah, now
if you'll know if you run a business at $300,000,
that's not a whole
lot. It is not a heck of a lot of money. So you may be talking about the smallest of farms, but it immediately goes after the mid-sized farms, the real
small
farms.
Mids, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Real farms.
And 6 months down the road, we're already seeing price inflation across the board on all of these agricultural commodities. In a hyperinflation market, $300,000 could be next to nothing. So it could include the smallest of farmers.
It's crazy.
Hopefully we'll see more about this. The natural news people are normally very good at reporting on the bad things about this legislation, but right now their story basically reports on what was in the bill. So they're not reporting on what currently is because it has been changed. So hopefully we'll see some more information come out on exactly what the details are here on this piece of legislation, but it's not good news. In the same way that the Consumer Product Safety Act has been destroying small businesses that create toys, this is going to destroy small businesses that create the things that we put in our bodies.
Yep, local yep. farmers that allow local vore, slow money, all that stuff.
We are out of time for tonight, but still enough time to give you the Totesack, a two-pack right now to 603-435-1105. You dial in 603-435-1105. That's our contest line. You'll win possibly a two-pack of the Totesack. And on the phones, we'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.